Hello, welcome to Throwing Light. My name is Brandy Walker. This is episode 75. Can you find joy and peace in the midst of a pandemic? Okay, so this is like my third or fourth time trying to record this episode. It's interesting. It's just like there's like technical issues, and then I actually recorded the whole thing on a TikTok live and really didn't like it. So we're gonna try this one more time. Because I actually am really excited about this topic, and something happened yesterday that made me even more excited and kind of made me want to start all over because it made me want to add that in. This question actually originally came from Rob Bell. I got to do a Zoom like coaching call with him, and he, in telling him kind of what my messages, what I do, what I'm about, he was like, I think, you know, what your thing is you're helping people answer the question, can you find joy and peace in the midst of a pandemic? And I was like, oh, I like that. So that's what I'm going to try to do today. Actually, before we do that, before we get into the heart of the episode, I want to talk a little bit about a failure that I had recently and what I learned from it. So I have wanted to grow this podcast, as you know, if you've listened, and as you know, if you know that people who make podcasts want them to reach more people. And so I decided in June to do a giveaway and give away a coaching session and something like some coffee. And to enter, you had to leave a review, because reviews, if you didn't know, are kind of like the main metric. Podcasts are tricky beasts. Like, you can't really tell, like you can tell kind of by download numbers, but download numbers don't actually definitely indicate that somebody has listened to your podcast. It's very like mysterious. People generally, I guess the idea is like the more people who have left reviews on your podcast, like the more likely it is that people are actually listening. So I wanted to try this giveaway, and nobody entered. And it kind of stung, and I was kind of like, you know, feeling, I was like, a part of me was like, that's like, cool. Like, this is a failure. Like, this is something I can learn from. You know, I think another part of me was like, ouch. But then I was talking to Jermaine, my husband, I think it was yesterday. And I'm low-key obsessed with this fitness YouTuber named Natasha Ocean. She did ultra Ironmans, and she's just a beast. Like, she's very strong, and I just really like her approach. It's very she's a master's in nutritional, I don't know, fitness something, and there's a lot of like real science that goes into her work. And and then she just has a very, like, she has an intuitive eating approach, which I think is, like, unheard of in the fitness community. Anyway, that's not what this is about, but she just reached 1 million followers, so she did a giveaway, and she gave away, in addition to her programs and stuff, she gave away, like, money. And so I was telling Jermaine, like, I think I want to, like, you know, I want to give money. I want to, like, I want to, that sounds like weird, but it fits in with my value of wanting to be generous. And he was talking to me about it, and he was like, I like why? Okay. Can we talk me through like why you're doing this? And I was like, well, I'm trying to grow my podcast, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And he goes, he said, you know, well, why does she do it? And I was like, well, you know, she's reached a million followers and sometimes she does it for launches. And he was like, I think that, you know, he was saying he doesn't enter a lot of giveaways, but he thought that giveaways should be a thank you instead of a please. And so even if I am generous, even if I give away money, it still has a transactional feel. And my heart might be in the right place. Like, I think it's fine and good to want to grow my podcast, but is it aligned if, first of all, it's not working? And second of all, I'm asking you to do something in exchange for this. So I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think it's something really interesting to think about. He also said, find some way to make it fun. And so I think it was just like, it was really good, like business advice. And so I wanted to share that. I don't know if you are interested in any of that stuff or if that was just a random side note, but I don't know exactly what I'm doing with the nobody entered. So I don't have a winner to announce. And that's okay. And it hurts a little bit, but it's okay. So, can you find peace and joy in the midst of a pandemic? So I had a couple of different things, different places that I was going to go. I think that I wanted to talk about, where are you starting from? Where was your mental health like on the onset of this? And how has it changed since COVID hit? Like, has it gotten better? Has it gotten worse? Has it stayed the same? I wanted to talk about the concept of allowing. There's, I think, a really profound way to allow yourself to experience pleasure in the midst of uncertainty, in the midst of the mess. And actually, there's a piece here about navigating uncertainty and normalizing the idea that it's okay to feel wobbly. It's okay to feel like, what is this? What is this about? And I think it's okay. Like, I think, so there's allowing pleasure. I think there's also allowing like anxiety, anger, fear, overwhelm, allowing yourself to feel the negative emotions. And so I just finished this book, Existential Kink by Carolyn Elliott. And she teaches this like radical, I think scandalous idea of allowing yourself to enjoy the negative feelings. And through that, you actually end up feeling better. It's so trippy. Not really. It's really, I love it. But I think just allowing yourself to feel whatever the fuck you feel, whether it's good, bad, indifferent, you know, without the need necessarily to numb or push away or deny or, you know, pretend that we're not in the middle of a pandemic. For me, this has been an instrumental time to get clear on what I want. And I think that probably I'm not alone in that. Like, there's a sense of urgency, right? Like, there's a sense of like mortality and like what, like how much time do I have? And what am I doing here? If I am here for a reason, or even if I'm just here, like what do I want to do with this time? And I think that can be really helpful to our mental health. I talk about purpose and I love it. It's like my favorite thing. But also it's really good for like our mental state. Like if we have a bigger picture, and I'm going to talk about this in a minute, it really can help us get through, like, why we're doing a thing. It helps us get through the thing. You know, I love a lot of weird spiritual stuff. And I think that some of this stuff can be really helpful as we, like, so when you think about playing, the power of play, the power of mindset, and in the esoteric, I guess, communities, there's this idea that we live, and Amanda Flaker talked about this in the last episode, we live in a multidimensional universe. And so there's like infinite possibilities all going on at the same time. And if you can allow yourself to expand your mindset to take in that idea, it can really help, because it just becomes like, well, I could do like, I mean, like anything's possible. Anything is possible. Like I could literally, like Robin Williams could be alive. Like I'm trying to think of something weird. Like I could be married to, I was going to say Brad Pitt, but I don't actually think I would want to be married to Brad Pitt. I'm very happy with who I'm married to. There's a possibility where my life is completely the way it is, except COVID doesn't exist, right? So there's just infinite possibilities. All of it exists. And if you believe that there is, and if it is, as Amanda Flaker says, and it is about resonance, what reality do you want to tune into and just experience that? Like, and it doesn't, I mean, you're not denying what, like I just said, don't deny, da 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 da. But like, also allow yourself to dream. Allow yourself to dream the impossible. And I think that we spend a lot of time in very realistic dreamland. What if we just blew the roof off and just imagined like, what do you want for the world? And like, just let yourself go wild. I think that that can be really helpful. And then it opens you up to solutions. It opens your mind up to like, oh, well, what if we did this, then we could create this and like this. And it's just like stuff starts happening, synchronicities and cool stuff like that. So I had created this list of kind of all of this stuff that I wanted to talk about, in early July. And then yesterday I was listening to a podcast, and it's a podcaster that I actually don't talk about on here. I have never talked about, I don't think, because I love her, but she's weird AF. Like I'm weird, and I arguably I'm weird AF, but she's like light years farther down the weird road than I am. Her name is Ashley Wood. And I mean, if you listen to her, like I listen to her, so I'm not saying like it's too weird or anything like that. I'm just saying like it's a lot. So the podcast is called The Line Within, and she channels from the Akashic Records, and her guides are the Pinnacle, which is also the Pleiadians, which is a star cluster. So as you can see, it's kind of weird. And so the Akashic Records, so what they are, if you're not familiar, is the idea, it's like, I think the Christian idea, I think it's like the Book of Records, but it's the idea that there's this place in the universe somewhere where all of our thoughts, ideas, beliefs, actions, everything is stored in, like, each of us as individuals. And the Akashic Records, the idea is that that's for every life we've ever lived, arguably past, present, and future. And there's a prayer you can say, or several prayers. They're different prayers depending on who you follow in this train of thought. And you can access these records and get into and receive intuitive insight about your life. And you can be an Akashic Records reader, so you can access other people's records. You can access records of houses. You can access, I think, animals. So that's what she does. And at the beginning of every month, she channels the lesson for the month. And so when all of this happened, she said in early March, mid-March, she said that the message she was getting from her guides were that this virus was going to last, or this whole thing, whatever it was going to last about 2 years, and it was going to come in waves. And I fiercely rejected that train of thought. Like, when that, you know, in March, I was like, F no, like, that's, I disagree. Like, this is not going to take 2 years of my life. 4 months into it, when we are going outside of our house, but we have to wear a mask everywhere we go, and people are still getting sick, and it's still really scary. The idea that it's going to come in waves and it may last 2 years is not just something some crazy podcaster is saying. It's like people in the scientific community are saying that that's true. And I think for me, just as a belief, it feels a little bit easier to handle. It almost feels comforting because it means it's going to end. And I gotta be honest, like, I think that's the fear, is that this is the rest of our life. So that my fear. So I also read a blog post by an astrologer, and I'll link it in the show notes too. And she did a blog post on when is COVID going to end. And she said, she also said 2 years. And the reasoning she gave was that Jupiter is co-present with Saturn for the next almost 2 year and a half now. And Jupiter is like an expansive planet, and Saturn is like not. And Saturn imposes some serious limits, and they happen in 60-year cycles, but the last cycle, the last time that they were together, they weren't together for as long. And so they're together now, and they're going to be together basically until the end of 2021. They spend a brief time apart in mid 2021. Right now, they're in the sign of Capricorn, which is, according to this astrologer, and I think according to many astrologers, it's called Jupiter's fall. Like, it's a bad place in the sky for an expansive planet like Jupiter, because Capricorn's very practical. Blah, I don't know. I'm not like an astrology expert by any means. And then the end of this year, Jupiter moves out of Capricorn into Aquarius, but Saturn follows shortly after. So that is an astrological perspective of what we're going through. And I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, we have no idea. We're just in it. We are past the initial shock, and we are, I think, figuring out how we're going to, we know it's not like, there's no like easy out. Like, none of us have a solution. And so, especially not at this earliest stage in the game. So Ashley Wood had been saying, she talked about how her guides had shared with her that this time, so there's new energy coming into the world, according to Ashley Wood. There's new energy. 2020, the energy is like, it's it's more, I would say, you could say high vibe, but it's like, it's like a level up, right? And as humans, we've been living in, we've not been living in that place for a long time. And we know as a, like, as a species, like, we're evolving. I think of it, you can think of it almost as like Christians have this idea of like when the Holy Spirit came, and Christians believe that like after Jesus, like 50 days after the resurrection, the Holy Spirit descended on all people, and or at least people who believed in Jesus, and a piece of God somehow was injected into them, and so the Holy Spirit, you know, came upon them. I think you could think of it like that, like we are getting an energetic upgrade. And according to Ashley Wood, but I believe, I mean, obviously I'm talking about it. So there is an element for me of truth to this. And so the point of going into our houses, the bigger picture, like aside from like, we have to go in because we have to be safe and like all the, you know, all the practices, the bigger picture is that this is a time right now where we have the opportunity and maybe you could say a responsibility to do our own inner work and get in touch with our inner wisdom, with our intuition, with what our own guides are saying to us, whether they're from a far-off star cluster or not. And for you, that might be God. Like for you, that might be like connecting deeply with, you know, source or the universe or, you know, whatever like fits, but listening to that inner voice and not putting so much stock on what other people are saying that you need to do. And that's not to say, like, and I'm not specifically talking about any like COVID practices. I'm not specifically talking about anything. I'm talking about like developing the practice. And that's what meditation is, developing the practice of trusting yourself, of trusting your inner wisdom. And honestly, like that resonated with me more than anything of the that I talked about before. I think that we may not be able to start there. Like we have to start with this sucks and it's scary and we have to figure out, you know, like how to exist in it. But then I think what we can get to, like what is possible is to get to a space where we're like, oh, there's a bigger picture here. And maybe I don't know what it is and maybe it's not this, but there's so much, like there is comfort in not being the one in control of this whole mess, right? Like there's something bigger holding us together. And the universe is still for us. The universe is still, has our backs and is leading us somewhere. And if we can just stay in this dark night of the collective soul without numbing, and without losing hope, then we might see something on the other side of this that we couldn't have dreamed of before. Like we couldn't have, and I mean, that is happening even already. I think I've said everything I wanted to say. I think I was finally able to to get all the words out in a way that felt aligned with my work and with where I'm at right now. And so I hope that this was helpful for you. I think the answer to can you find peace and joy in the midst of a pandemic is yes, but it's not easy. and most things aren't easy, and that's okay. So As always, thank you for listening. If you like this episode, I would be very grateful and appreciative and stoked if you left a review on iTunes or on Apple Podcasts. And I hope that you're having a really surprisingly, unexpectedly great day. Namaste.